I think the song's appropriate for our next guest here on the
Live at Five
on the A1 Liquor guest line on the what is the and the Travel House guest line?
Weber Chevrolet Power of Three
And the Fly Free Skydiving guest line from Festus. It's Jen. Hey Jen, welcome to Goldie and MVR.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, Jen, you got the morning
Jen's
voice.
Jen's all business, I can tell.
Now, she had the morning voice. She just woke up. She put the 6:25 alarm on.
I really did.
Why don't you just
I really did.
Why don't you put your head right now in the mindset of you're about to jump, and you got to be alert and awake and ready to roll.
Oh, my stars. Let's go.
Let's roll.
I said, oh, my stars, let's go.
So here's what's going on, just so our listeners know. I wanted to do it last week, but my kids said, Dad, don't do it. It's Father's Day. You're going to die. Don't do it. Just don't do it. I said, kids, I'll be all right, man. We'll be all good. I'm going to tandem jump. I'm going to pull a ripcord. And then we made fun of that. And I talked to Jen and Josh yesterday, and we had a great conversation.
Is Josh your man or your partner?
Yes, my husband and my partner.
Oh, I love that.
I guess we work together.
We play together.
Oh, lots of
don't say stuff like that on this station.
Yeah, be careful. Gotta be careful there.
So Jen, in all seriousness, okay. You, in a million years, you'd never get me up there. That's just my own issues.
Which bothers the heck out of me.
Which has nothing to do with
and
you.
Me too.
It has nothing to do with you or your company. But how do I know that my near and dear friend, who's kind of a tool today, but we're not going to go there. How do I know that he's going to survive this jump? And it's a serious question. Like, what goes into the safety measures and the process to give you, 100% as close as you can safety result?
Well, do you have 100% every time you drive to work in the morning?
No.
Ooh, I love
all right
that
then.
Answer.
But that,
but,
all right
yeah,
then.
The difference, Jen,
that's
is
awesome.
That's a difference, Jen. Though, that's a necessity as opposed to this is
opportunity.
This is, elective.
Opportunity. Yes, this is true. But you're not going to be able to fly if you don't get out of the element. So, I mean, you can ride in a plane all day, but you're not going to fly until you actually exit the aircraft. So,
I love it.
Our planes are top notch. They're great. They're great aircrafts that we fly from. All of our rigs, they have two parachutes. If plan A doesn't work out, we have plan B every single time.
Whoa, Jen, hold on.
Something you don't have in a vehicle.
Jen, hold on.
Hold on, Jen.
That's not good, Jen. Go ahead.
You don't have plan B in your vehicle.
Oh. But we got
airbags.
I love Jen all of a sudden now. I just heard something I never heard before. So, Jen.
Which was what?
If plan A doesn't work, can you walk me through what plan B might be?
Plan B. That's your reserve parachute.
Oh.
So every single container has a reserve parachute. So if your main parachute, if something happens, the lines break or they twist up, if something happens with it, we have a simple system. We get rid of it, and we have a reserve parachute that comes out, and we land safely at the airport.
That's awesome. So I'm going to be jumping alongside of another individual, tandem jumping. Is that correct?
So you'll
yes, sir.
Not to be dirty, but you'll be embracing whoever you're.
I'll be tandem.
Yeah, pretty much. They've got your back for sure.
Oh, so I'm in front? am I in front?
Yeah, you're in front.
Oh, I like the front side.
Oh,
so, well, it's just
waiting. And I apologize for that.
But it's okay. Horrible. No, and so what
quite all right. I've been on a drop zone floor for about 10 years now, so nothing you can say can offend me.
I love it.
Oh,
so
good.
What we're going to do, and you're going to videotape this so we can put it
Absolutely.
Up and promote it, and we can show everybody how awesome it is at the Fly Free Skydiving School at 900 Airport Road down in Festus, Missouri.
That's a clever street name
Fly,
for where it is. I like that.
Well, it's flyfreeskydiving@gmail.com. I am going to jump. Now, my question is here, Jen, it looks like bad weather on Sunday. So do I have to reschedule to Saturday?
Let's cross our fingers.
It looks like, when I saw you guys have a weather report on your website, it's 90% like chance of rain. So
wait a minute. So that's interesting. So is it less safe to jump in the rain? Seriously.
Oh, no. No, we don't jump in rain. If it's raining or low clouds or high winds, we're not able to jump, and we would just reschedule the jump.
Right, but why? Mm-hmm. I'm just curious why.
Well, I've actually jumped in the rain, and it feels like ice hitting you. It's not fun.
Okay. But the devices work just as well.
Yeah.
Are they? But,
oh yeah.
But now, are you steering the parachute when you're coming down? Like, can you control the direction?
Absolutely.
You can. Okay.
Yep.
So, Jed, you have to understand.
And actually, Mark will be able to steer it, and he'll be able to fly it.
How about that? That's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. So, Jed, you have to understand, as I told you yesterday, we have a lot of texters who like to text in. And, you know, Marky Mark wanted to know, hey, plan C is, Mark, just tuck your head between your knees and kiss your ass goodbye.
Right.
Is that what's going to happen? I don't know.
That is not what's going to happen. We're going with plan A all the way.
So, Jen, so a serious question here. So, you know, whenever you see people skydiving on television, whether it's legit or whether it's, you know, in some movie or TV show, when they pull the cord and the parachute opens up,
you fly up.
It looks like, and I know scientifically that's probably impossible, but it looks like the parachute like shoots back up into the sky a little bit, but I think it's more because it's coming down so hard and then it just stops. It looks like it's going up. Which is it?
Right. Well, you're falling at about, at terminal velocity, 120 miles per hour.
Right.
So when we pull that parachute, you're being slowed down to about 45, 50 miles per hour. So you will be kind of going up, you know.
Does it really go up, or does it just, because you slow down so much that it just appears that way?
It does appear that way because, you know, the lines are coming out and you're basically, you're stopping and other people are, you know, can take it down lower or, you know, but no, then you float on down to the ground.
So, Jen, when I get out there and I get up on the plane, I get out on the, you know, the wings and we decide that we just jump. We're at like 13,500 feet and I'm going to free fall for
About a mile.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
I'm just falling. Yep. I'm just falling to the ground. I'm just falling. I got nothing to help me. I am literally looking at the ground where I feel like I am just committing suicide.
I hope that you look out, though. I hope you look out and see how beautiful this earth is. You can actually see St. Louis from our facility. If you're not looking straight down, if you're looking out and you're looking at everything, it's pretty.
As much as you and I have talked, you know, that I am all about extreme sports. And I'm all about doing the best, and I have a bucket list thing. I'm challenging it. I'm doing it.
Let's check them
off. Jumping it.
What'd you just say, Jen?
I said check off that bucket list.
Hey, so hey, Jen, do I need to buy a GoPro for this, or are you guys going to provide that for me?
We are going to provide all that for you. We can't actually let you take anything with you on the airplane.
Oh, okay.
If you drop it and hit somebody in the head, you aren't insured.
What's that, a camera?
Yeah, a GoPro is a camera. So you guys will take video.
We'll do all the pictures and all the videos.
So when I jump with a hot male and behind me.
Oh, God.
Well, that's what's going to be probably, most likely.
Probably.
Why not Jen?
It might be her husband.
Why not,
you never,
why not
who
Jen?
Who cares? You never know.
By next year. I'm not rated yet.
Okay, so when I jump with the male behind me and he pulls my ripcord, just listen to the story. There's going to be somebody else out there jumping with me, videotaping me as I jump. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so all this video footage of me just jumping and falling from the sky to the ground until I pull the ripcord. Until whoever pulls the ripcord.
I think you're going to pull it.
You
fly
can pull the ripcord.
I don't think I can. You know, if you know my life, I may not pull the ripcord. But anyway.
Okay.
When I pull the ripcord, I will float back up, and all this video footage is going to be accessible to us, which we can put on our website, so we can help promote fly-free skydiving, which we can potentially get a group of our listeners together and do an awesome, great group jump, right?
Yeah. Okay,
awesome.
Let's do it.
I think we should get them all together. All right. So what I will be your goldfish, Jerry Maguire.
Okay.
You take me. I will go. I will go, and I'm going to do this. And we may have
the airplane.
Well, yeah, I may have to do it on Saturday because Sunday is.
All right, this is not relevant. You can work that out with her after.
Well, no, shut it. So on Sunday, it looks like it's 90% rain. So Jen, I'll call you after the show, and we may have to do this on Saturday just because of the rain. And we'll get that. Maybe you also saw us,
Jen.
We can definitely do it.
Jen, thank you so much for coming on. I hope you guys. I hope that
he hopes that my parachute doesn't work.
The trajectory of your company isn't altered by MVR's patronage. So good luck to you.
And thank you for that. Fear is temporary. Regret is forever.
That's right.
I love that. That's awesome.
All right, Jen. Go back to sleep. Thanks. You have a great day.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one, guys.
Hi, Jen. Talk to you.
Jen from Fly Free Skydiving in Festus on 900 Airport Road. I'll never forget that.
I know. But you know what? 13,500 feet. I have to walk out on the airplane on the little dealie out there, and I just jump. You just jump.
Okay, trivia time.
What are we giving away today? We're going to give away a $15 gift card.
No. How many cards you got?
I'm giving away a $15 gift card.
Really?
To the Oakville Sports Pub down in Oakville. So stop being an ass.
But you only have a 15. You have one card, or do you have multiple?
I've got one. I'm giving away today. So yeah, I'm okay. Just giving one, man. Stop being an ass.
All right, we'll throw in some movie tickets or something.
All right,
so they can
whatever.
Have a night out. All right, cheap night out.
All right, well, whatever. So, yeah, 18 big-screen TVs, 110-inch HD TV.
But that's
It
is a great place, but it's less than a dollar a TV.
No, you have to understand. You want to get people in. You got a deep tease. You got people in to come back in. So you have this awesome opportunity to come here, get your free pizza, get $15 off whatever your ticket is.
Okay.
But, no, it's a great place for you coaches who take your kids – your sponsors, whoever else you want to bring, all your kids, bring all your sports teams in there. Go enjoy yourself, and you get a $15 discount. Or you and your six-footer could potentially go in there and
cocktails. Can I do trivia now?
No, I'm going to talk about our sponsor.
I get it. Just wanted to know, $15. I think that our show is worthy of more than that. That's my only point.
Wow.
If somebody's going to take the time to call in and Google the answer and do the whole thing. Why don't you say it louder?
I said, you just screwed me then.
Why?
You just screwed me because I'm working with Colleen, who's awesome sauce.
Yeah, I know that.
She travels too, and you're trying
I'm not upset with her.
Bitching about the cards. Do you need more money?
I'm not upset with her. I'm upset with you.
So what? You want more money from people who are giving us opportunity to have visitors who they don't have come to their location? So you're mad at me? So go. Just go.
Thank you.
Go get a trivia question.
Are you done?
You're an idiot.
Are you done?
Yeah, go.
Okay, great. Okay, so here's your question for a $15 gift card at the Oakville Pub. Is that what it's called?
It's a sports pub.
The Oakville Sports Pub. The sports pub in Oakville.
That is correct. But see, if you were listening and paying attention, stop trying to think about your stupid trivia question that you have to take 10 minutes to give the explanation of what the trivia question is, and then you repeat it, and then you state it again, just go ahead.
You mean like you're doing now?
Yeah, go.
Okay. So Frank Robinson was the first African-American manager in Major League Baseball, and Bill Russell was the first African-American head coach in the NBA. The question is, there was something very unique about those two guys at the time that they were managers. What was it? That's your question. It'll make sense when you hear the answer. 314-880-0808. $15 at the Sports Pub in Oakville. And we're going to throw in some movie passes as well. Give us a call right now and tell me what these two Hall of Famers had in common when they became head coach and manager of their respective teams in their respective sports as the first African-Americans to manage in those two sports. 314-880-0808. That is the number. Do you have any idea what it is?
I'm texting Dr. Woody Binderbeck and telling him that this has been the worst segment ever.
Well, I thought Jen was great.
I did too.
So that was part of this segment.
Well, you know, Dr. Woody Binderbeck had, there was no sex talk. So obviously
you were talking about pulling your ripcord and being caressed by a man jumping out of a plane and all this other stuff. So I don't know. And it was going to be on videotape to boot. Let's go.
It is what it is, you know. You know what the bottom line is? They're both black. Well, Stank from Hank, that's a good point.
Well, that was part of the question. They were the first African. Stank, seriously, Stank?
Stank has called in and talked to us. We love this guy because he has actually called in and debated us on the Hillary and...
He's done what to you?
He's called in.
And did what? Oh, debated you.
Not math debate.
Okay.
He debated us.
All right, let's go to the calls. Because the sooner we get through this, the sooner we get to go home. To our respect.
They both won a hot dog eating contest.
Yeah. Okay, great.
That's what he meant.
You know, if anybody else said it, you wouldn't have laughed. But then when you saw it was him, you laughed.
I love Woody Bender, man.
He is.
The only reason why I love him so much is he's so unique and so gentile.
Let's go to Rick on line one. Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good. How are you today?
Awful.
I'm good.
So Goldie and MVR want to know the answer to this question.
I think they were both player coaches.
That's right. Damn it. They were.
Yeah.
That's right.
We had that.
Bill Russell actually won the championship in 68-69 as a player coach. And when Frank Robinson became the manager of the 74 Indians with those horrible all-red uniforms, he was a DH pretty much. He was a player and manager. So that's a good call, Rick. Nice job. How'd you know that?
I'm real smart.
I love that.
How old are you, Rick?
I'll be 59 this year.
Oh, good man. Okay, so you remember both fairly well.
I'm guessing this is my buddy Rick from Oakville.
Are you from Oakville?
This is Rick from Oakville, sure.
Yeah. All right, well,
Hey, Rick, I know right where you live, so I'll drop off the...
I know you know where I live. Hey, I thought for you guys, if this gig doesn't work out for you in the future, how about just doing a podcast from the Oakville Sports Pub once a week?
That may work. That actually may work. But I know your address. I'm not going to say it online. But
are you friends with him or just because of the show?
No, I'm not.
He's a repeat winner.
He is, and he's a good listener, and he appreciates us. And I've dropped off tickets.
I think we're both O-Town graduates, too, I believe.
We are. We talked about that. We're O-Town graduates. I've dropped off the tickets, and I take a picture of it. I sent it to him, and he's like, I got him. We're good.
All right.
But I got you. And you know what? On the way home today, I will drop off the... What did we give away to the Oakville Sports Pub, which is his favorite place to go? And I'm going to give you some.
I do go.
And the sports.
I do go there.
You know what? We got to love Colleen. Colleen is amazing. Do you know Colleen?
Colleen's got it going on for having six kids.
Oh, my God. Isn't she the hottest gal ever?
No question about that.
For having six kids and being at Oakville and coming from where she came from to opening up and, you know, making a career decision to do what she's doing now. It's awesome sauce.
Rick, how long? If MVR says awesome sauce one more time today, I'm gonna pay $10 every time he says it.
Awesome sauce, awesome sauce, awesome sauce, awesome sauce, awesome sauce.
But I'm not gonna leave a tip on the sales tax of that. So Rick, are you a frequent visitor of the sports pub?
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't you give, as part of our promoting this restaurant, why don't you give your recommended dish there?
Budweiser.
No, but for seriously, pizza. Like, is there a particular food you prefer there?
No, I just booze it up there.
All right. Well, that works, too.
Yeah, there's nothing about that. The pizza's really good there,
Liquid
too.
Liquid dinner is fine, too. No worries there.
Not at all. Hey, Rick,
all right, Rick,
you know,
stay on the line, buddy.
I will be driving home here in about...
Okay. So you don't need his address, right?
I know. I don't need anything. I know right where the guy lives, and I'll be dropping it off here in a little while.
Rick, one piece of advice. Okay. When he comes to your house...
Yes.
I'm just warning you, don't let him in. Just take it on the front step and say, thanks, got to go and close the door.
He's already told me I have to wear shoes.
Okay, thanks, guys. Good show.
Rick's got to go.
Rick. That's a good guy. No, he's a frequent listener and a long-time listener, I guess you could say.
Well, long time. We've been here for, what, 2 months?
Yeah.
We only have 6'10 to go?
Yeah, well.
6 years, 10 months?
Hey, ha-ha, that's awesome. I was going to talk about Jen, you two idiots. Sound like a couple of geezers about grilled cheese sammies in a nursing home.
What?
I don't know. I try to incorporate the listeners who are trying to dial in for the next show.
Mike, is line two gone? Line two's gone, right? Yeah, okay, cool. All right. 314-880-0808.
The egg rolls are to die for over at the sports pub.
Really?
Yeah, well, that's from one of our listeners. The pizza, you can never get anything better in Oakville at the sports pub. With all those TVs and the large TV and the shuffleboard that never seems to be available because everybody's...
Is it indoor or outdoor?
It's indoor. That never seems to be available because everybody's always on it. And, oh, my gosh, look at that outdoor patio in between that and their neighbor.
What is the typical age of the clientele there? Is it mixed or is it most people our age?
Depending on the time you go. I mean, if you go like a Friday 6, 7 o'clock, you're going to take your team there and have the team party, like a year-end party. But then you have the, you know, the 20.
Is it a pickup joint like Saturday nights at 10 o'clock?
I'll let you know this weekend.
No, but... Okay, but have...
No, I don't think it's... I would not call it a pickup joint. I mean, they are all from Oakville. Colleen's great. She used to work at a different local establishment, and her and a group of other individuals have decided to open up this place, and then they opened up a neighbor store, which would be the Tap House, which is our sponsor tomorrow. And they absolutely understand caring and what the Oakville residents need. They get it. They understand it. And it's a great place to go.
All right, good. We'll check it out. We'll check it out.
But, are these guys still on the line here? Or
no, they're gone. They're gone.
Are you sure?
I just learned. So we have Peyton who runs the board for us, you know, every day we've been here. But they've been bringing in a couple of guys who are getting trained to know how to operate it when Peyton's
doing different shows. Because
we're leaving. No. So all day long I've been calling this fella Mike. This show's over in 2 minutes and he puts up on the screen, "I'm Matt." I'm so sorry, buddy. I really am. I'm really sorry, Dave. Seriously, I'm sorry.
Kyle, I am sorry. I thought that was your name, too. I am.
That is so embarrassing.
Gold, hey, you want to see if I could borrow some of your boy panties for your underwear drawer?
Don't finish it.
I think you ripped a hole in the back of my undergarment last
night.
Clever.
So good.
No, it's good. You know what? So here's what we're going to do.
What are we going to do?
We're going to be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
And tomorrow is, if I like to remember, it's Thursday?
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
But then we'll be here Friday.
Right.
Dun, da, da, da.
Well, that's up to you. You work it out with the guys here.
No, you know what? It's cool.
I'm not chasing it. You just tell me where to go and when, and chances are I'll show up.
Yeah. Hypothetically, we're going to do a live remote from Oakville Sports Pub at 5 a.m. Let me just spend the night.
Not even open.
Yeah. You can spend the night in my house. I have plenty
of
rooms.
That is not happening.
I have plenty of rooms. You and the six-footer have plenty of opportunity.
Can we call this a day now?
No, not yet. Why? We got time.
I'm out of stuff
to talk
about.
I'm not. I want to go Benghazi.
There's no time for Benghazi.
God, I have all this stuff. I woke up at 2 o'clock to talk about it. You have 17, 19 lines.
Your time has expired.
It's not expired. I got time. I got Benghazi.
Better get going instead of talking about what you got. Go for it before we go.
How about that whole deal?
I just wish there was more... There.
Go to our website, Goldie and NVR Live at 5 at the Facebook site, and you'll see the actual council.
It's 800 pages.
It is, but it's there.
I mean,
you will see that we had troops on the ground at the airport waiting.
That were
waiting.
Right.
They had to decide which uniform to put on because we did not want to have boots on the ground because Obama's pledge was we're not going to go to a war.
Oh, yeah.
We're not fighting. 56 days before an election, she comes back, Hillary, Secretary Clinton, and says, you know what? It's all because of this YouTube video. It's all because of this. And she greets these unfortunate individuals that have come back, four of them, and she greets their families and states, I'm sorry. We don't know what happened. B.S. I got Chelsea Clinton. I got your emails. I got it all. We didn't get to it today. But you, the same night, Hillary, you texted your daughter, and you specifically stated it's an Al-Qaeda attack. There's much more to come, but we're not going to talk about it. It's all there. It's all on our website. Facebook site. Golden NVR Live at 5. Go there. Check it out. And I also have other information from the old Donald going back at her. But it's there. Make your own decisions. We report. You decide.
It's fair and balanced. And I'm Sean Hannity.
And I am Brent
Holmes.
And
you're Megyn Kelly.
Gosh, she's hot.
She's very attractive.
I know.
You know, she's in her 40s.
Yes.
She's like 44 years old.
Yeah, her and that Donald, they worked that out. She's got a great Facebook
page. Yeah, she's a ring card girl at the next fights at the Trump Casino.
Yeah, she's a ring card girl.
Can we go
girl.
Now? Seriously, can we go?
Yeah, I got to go.
Okay, bye.
I got to go.
Bye.
I got to go to
see
work.
See you tomorrow.
Bye. In the shuffling madness of the locomotive breath runs the all-time loser.